Welcome back to our Coach Speak program brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on this Monday evening. Quinn Douglas here on this Monday evening. Continuing our program as now we're talking with the head baseball coach of the Clarion Goldfield Owls, the Cowboys, Ryan Nail, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me again.
So it's been a couple weeks since we last talked, and I kind of want to call back to a couple weeks back. Obviously, your team had a historic night a couple weeks ago over in Dayton when you took on Southeast Valley. Carson Nesheim threw a perfect game against the Jaguars, 16 strikeouts in the win and 21 batters faced. And all in all, he was just a different kind of dominant that night against the Jaguars. What was it like for you and for your team as a whole to be able to have a performance, an individual performance like that, really charge the team up?
Yeah, it was really something special that night. Again, you know, I mean, it goes without saying that a perfect game doesn't come around very often, and to be a part of that as a coach and some of his teammates be a part of that, you know, it might be something that, you know, we're never part of again. So it was really special. You know, you don't really start even thinking about it till you're 3, 4, 5 innings into the game, and you know, just the fact of not giving up a hit, but also, you know, zero walks. And, yeah, he did have 16 strikeouts, but, you know, 5 outs were made in the field. And for all that stuff to go right was something special, not only for Carson, but for the rest of the team.
And as we look at recently for your team, last week, kind of a tough week. You were in a lot of close ball games last week, especially in conference play. Just wasn't quite able to get over the hump. You had 2 games at the end of the week that were decided by 2 runs or less, and then a relatively close game all in all with St. Edmund last Monday as well. Sandwiched in there was a 20-6 win over Rockford. But all in all, when you gauge how your team performed last week, what are some things that you took away from your ball club's week last week?
Yeah, we're really starting to get to a point where anyone we're putting on the mound is really giving us a chance to win. You know, we're limiting the walks, increasing strikeouts a little bit, and, you know, getting ground balls and fly balls, and the defense is, for the most part, making plays behind us. So, you know, we talked to the team, and we needed to get to that point where we've got guys that step up on the mound, you know, besides Carson, and give us a chance to win. And you know, Owen Sweeney and Ethan Hasty and Caden Hankins and Wyatt DeCoster have all stepped up recently. And, you know, no matter what part of the game they come in, they're keeping it close and giving us some options as far as who we're throwing off the mound and who we can count on. You know, now it just comes down to our offense, you know, giving us enough runs or getting us over that hump to take the lead and then get to a hold rather than playing from behind. You know, we've kind of had the story this year of giving up some crooked numbers in some certain innings and putting us in a hole, and then we play the rest of the game catching up where, you know, we found that if we get ahead early, whether it was against Clear Lake or Rockford or any of those teams, if we get ahead early and make the other team play catch up, you know, our success level goes up.
And as we take a look at your slate coming up this week, you got another loaded week. You're playing 5 games, and in 5 days this week you guys have coming up on Monday or tonight, you've got Hampton-Dumont-Cal. That's a conference game with the Bulldogs coming in here on this Monday night. Tuesday, it's Clarion. You guys take on Central Springs. Wednesday, you pretty much start starting the conference rotation over again with Webster City. Thursday, West Hancock comes to town, and then Friday, you welcome back Clear Lake into town. And such a loaded week, especially getting this late in the season. It's kind of, you know, the dog days of summer everybody talks about. What's the challenge for your club here this week with, you know, 5 games in 5 days?
Yeah, this is kind of our last really loaded week, and, you know, we set ourselves, our guys up for this and understand, you know, there's going to be nights where we just don't have it all, and, you know, that's to be expected in playing that many games in 1 week, but you know, we talk about going 1-0 every night and forgetting about the night before and not worrying about the next night. And, you know, our guys do a good job of coming ready to play every night. And it's tough, you know, as a coach, you just tell them that it's got to be done. But, you know, for them to actually do it, you know, speaks to our team and, you know, our coaching staff plans out our pitching and what we need on what night. And, you know, and with pitch counts coming into play, we try to figure out, you know, the best scenarios for a starter every night. And, you know, and but at the end of the day, things don't always go as planned. So one guy might have to run longer than we expect, or one guy runs shorter than we expect. And so we really kind of have to plan around that. And, you know, we've got some really good opportunities this week, both in conference and non-conference. So, you know, we just go out every night with the plan to win, and try to figure that out on a nightly basis.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week starting off tonight against Hampton-Dumont Cal.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep, that was Ryan Nail, the head of baseball coach of the Clarion Goldfield House Cowboys here on our Coach Speak program. We're talking with Eagle Grove baseball coach Jordan Miller after the break here on 95.7 FM.